The suggestion that the government should close the country's borders, a virus cluster in nursing homes, an upsurge in domestic violence, and the team in Galway that's working on a prototype for a new ventilator. Those are some of the stories which you'll find in today's papers. The Irish Times leads with comments made by Dr. Paddy Mallon, a consultant at St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin and a professor of microbial diseases in UCD, in which he urges the government to consider closing the country's borders to prevent new coronavirus infections coming into the state. Over in the front of the Examiner, there's a picture there of 19-year-old Adam Olden coming out of Cork District Court yesterday after he was let out on bail, having faced charges of spitting at a member of the Gardaí in Toker on Saturday night, claiming that he had the coronavirus. And the main picture in today's Examiner is of Garda Tim Carthy standing on a deserted Longstrand beach in West Cork yesterday as new regulations came into place over the weekend to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The Longstrand of the law is the caption there. The Irish Independent leads today with the line that there is a virus cluster in 17 nursing homes around the country. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that in the space of 24 hours, 4,000 people answered a call from the Northern Ireland government to help health and social care workers to fight the coronavirus. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the line that Gardaí report that there has been an increase in the number of cases of domestic violence as a result of the COVID-19 restrictions. Back on the front of the Times, there's another story there about how a new document published by the Special Pandemic Ethics Advisory Group has advised medical workers that they face the possibility of serious moral and emotional distress due to the difficult choices that they may be forced to make during the COVID-19 pandemic. For its lead story, the Irish News reports today on the death of Belfast couple Christopher and Isabel Vallely, who died within hours of each other, having contracted COVID-19 over the weekend. We're told that the couple, who were both in their late 70s and had been married for 53 years, had underlying health conditions and died in the Mater Hospital in Belfast. And finally, in a piece in today's Times, Kevin O'Sullivan reports on a team of engineers and specialists in medical devices in Galway who are finalising the prototype of an emergency ventilator for use in treating critically ill COVID-19 patients. They hope that the ventilator will help ease a surge in demand for these life-saving devices in Ireland and can be manufactured all over the world. They're being supported by a number of multinationals, including Boston Scientific. And engineer John Wallace says that the project arose out of a conversation he had with some of his colleagues about what they could do to help global efforts to counter the COVID-19 pandemic. At the end of an intensive two-week hackathon, the prototype design emerged and the team now hopes to have its first machine to show medical specialists this week. We're also told that they've been overwhelmed by offers of help from other engineers and that the initiative has been funded by a GoFundMe page called Keep Breathing, which has so far raised €131,000.